Rugby League. On the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Boral, proud supporter of those who build.
Well, it's a little different this morning. We're not talking about a great Broncos win, unfortunately, for Corey Parker. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you going? It was obviously the tough game that you were expecting, and it went the other way.
Yeah, it did, mate. We, to be honest, we probably got out enthused in that first half, and halftime probably couldn't come quick enough for us. But the second half, I thought, was very much different, and I was proud of the boys' effort in the second half, but just give them too much start. And, they were a good side. The Sharks had a good crowd and a good atmosphere there at Shark Park, but a little bit too much head to start the run down.
All right. They're a good side. I note that comment, Corey. Are they the real deal? Could they threaten for a premiership?
Well, I think they're the real deal, yeah. They've certainly got, as I touched on last week, a great mix of old and new in terms of their playing roster, particularly with Gowell and Michael Ennis in the middle there. That just really glues them up. And there's a lot coming out of those two guys in the way they play their game. So they certainly got the side there. But I guess, I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think that's been the big thing, isn't it? Just the Ennis a couple of years ago, and now Maloney, his name's now up in front of the selection for Origin, it looks like, Corey. So he's made a big difference.
Yeah, he has. Between himself and Townsend, they really sort of, I guess, stabilised how they play. And they play a good running game, play off the back of those big fours when they get a good roll on. But, they're playing a good brand of footy at the moment. It was a big game yesterday and they got one over us. So looking forward to playing them again.
Now, comments from your coach in Wayne Bennett that he was critical of the selection of the Kangaroos side before this round of football. He believes that you guys were distracted by that and it could have been a factor in the loss. Can we get your honest opinion?
Yeah, look, my honest opinion on that, mate, and that's fair enough. Wayne also said that he's not blaming that for why we lost the game. That, we lost the game in the first half. That had nothing to do with selection being picked during the week. From my end, we're all professional athletes and we're paid to do a job. And, from a man to man, we didn't do the job in the first half. So that's where the problem was for us. It had nothing to do with what was going on post that game. But, it's the first time it has been done. Certainly from an individual point of view, I didn't feel that. Maybe that's because I'm a little bit older and more experienced in that area. But, I'm okay with it.
And Corey, it looked a tough battle between you and Gal. There was a couple of words said.
Yeah, no, it was quite tame, to be honest. It's been a lot more. The only words I really sort of spoke to him was he had a bit of a push and shove altercation with Josh McGuire, and I just informed both of them that there was a test to be played next week, and just to calm it down a little bit.
He's
a great competitor, Gal, and you obviously like to play against the best, and he's certainly in that category.
Mate, have you had a chance to have a chat with Anthony Milford? He's been denied the chance of playing Test match for Samoa by Coach Wayne Bennett. Is he disappointed with that?
I haven't had a great chance to have a talk to him about it. But I guess at the end of the day, Milf wants to play for Queensland and he wants to play for Australia. That's his burning desire. And the rules that are in place at the moment, if he was to, I believe I could be wrong here, and you might be able to correct me. I believe if he was to put his hand up and go and play for Samoa, that might eliminate him from doing the other two things that I've mentioned. So maybe the rules need to be looked at. I certainly agree. If you're not eligible to be playing for what I class as a Tier 1 nation, that being New Zealand, the UK or Australia, you should be allowed to play for a second-tier nation, regardless of what team's been picked. So we'll have to have a look at it.
Yeah. Mitchell Pearce was back, mate, and the Roosters had a good win. I mean, it didn't take him long. He'll take him a couple of rounds, I suppose, but you could see straight away the influence that he had in the Roosters.
Yeah, look, it's been a long journey for Mitch and particularly the Roosters, and it looked like they welcomed him back with open arms. I had a chat with Blake Ferguson last night, which I'm in the camp here, and he certainly enjoyed having him back, and obviously steers their ship, and he's a very experienced player, but it was just, you know, it was just good to see Mitch back doing what he loves doing. I contacted Mitch after the game and just, you know, informed him that, you know, it was great to see him playing footy and with a smile on his face. And I think, yeah, I think we're all happy to see that.
Yeah, oh, that was good, mate, isn't it? I mean, I guess rugby league's a sort of little tiny snapshot of society, Corey, as you know. And, you know, we got Mitchell had his problems, now Kieran Foran, and then, I've got to say, mate, you know, like, he's our Thursday man. You'd think, God, if anyone doesn't have a drama in their life, it was Kieran. And then, you know, it sort of just reared its ugly head, so to speak.
I'm sort of glad you said it's a society problem, because that's where it is. It's got, that's where the society's at the moment. And, you know, if, like you said, I mean, the rugby league community is one big tight community at the end of the day. And, you know, Kieran's is a great guy, and he obviously, you know, come through some hardship and realise that he needs to get some help, which is great, and he's doing that. But, yeah, from our point of view, we'll just stand by him and wish him all the best, and hope, you know, that he's back playing the game he loves not too long.
Mate, interesting times. This Aussie camp, Mal's really, really keen on putting that passion, you know, back in that kangaroo jumper. You've got the game against the Kiwis. Geez, there's only one worry in that side, mate, because of some ill discipline from the weekend. But they've got the wood on you. I think the last three times you've played them, the Kiwis have won.
Yeah, no, they have, mate. That's certainly in my mind. You know, they cast their mind back 12 months to Brisbane, and, you know, they won quite convincingly. So, but the right man for the job, I think, is Mal. He certainly instills that passion and that pride into a jersey. And, that's not to say that it was never there. It's what I am saying, that, you know, having experiences with him, particularly within the Origin scene, he certainly did that. And you know, certainly there's some guys, some guys that are pulling on the green and gold for the first time, and it'll, you know, it's a big thing to pull on the green and gold, and he'll certainly reinforce that.
Do you have enough time together, Corey? Most of you guys know, you know, there's such a strong Queensland influence there. It's a short preparation, but that won't be an excuse come Friday night.
No. Look, it is a short preparation, as you mentioned, and I think, you know, again, you know, if we want to start looking at some things, in particular in the game, I think if we want to get the game, particularly the international game, where it, I think, belongs, maybe we can have a look at an Origin-style build-up for test match. So whether that's, you know, to pull players out of a round match, you know, you might have your teams like your Cowboys and Broncos and Melbourne that have had, you know, that have got a lot of players involved, depleted for that round match. But, yeah, that's the advantage of having a good team. Maybe pull them out, have a 10-day camp, pull that game right up into something very special, and go from there. But there's certainly certainly areas that we can look at.
Yeah, a good camp, that one.
It would be a good. Have you shared those thoughts with Wayne Bennett?
I have. Look, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all put Origin up on this pedestal of our, you know, premier product in our game, and, you know, it is what it is now. It's a spectacle, and it's just gone from strength to strength. And, you know, there's been talk about, you know, the test game is, you know, has dropped, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it has, but, you know, if we were to eliminate or pull out players and really build the game up and have that, you know, Origin-style camp about it, I can't see why I couldn't get to that. Maybe something to look at.
Yeah, I agree with you, Corey. Thanks for your time, mate. Have a great week.
No worries, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, good stuff, Corey Parker there. Yeah. I mean, it's always been one of those things in the game, isn't it? The Kangaroos, which is bigger, state of origin, playing for your country. Origin always sort of wins that mantle because it's that regular massive series, but the players themselves earning a Kangaroo jersey, I mean, they all say it doesn't get any better than that.
No.
It's nice to build it up.
No, but they're big comments.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's right. If you want to get that back on that pedestal, you've probably got to give it the same kudos as you do in Origin.
Yeah, and it's got to mean something, doesn't it? It's got to really mean something that every year that we, the rugby league lover, gets our teeth into and feels inspired and excited
that's
about.
Right. You know, this is important because the boys get a week off their club where, you know, this way, well, they play on Sunday, but they back up on Friday for Australia. It'll be a big thing for club footy. It's just the crowded schedule again. Corey Parker, 13, 53, 50. Always enjoy our chats on a Monday.